Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Hi.
Happy President's Day.
Happy President's Day to all the presidents out there.
Right. You know, I do not think it should be a school holiday.
You don't?
No, my friends, they still go to school. They had the whole basically President's Day off last week. They called it a winter break. And they go to school this whole weekend. I mean,
yeah,
not the
I don't
whole
know.
Weekend, but I don't know. I mean, I feel like it's President's Day today because they gave my kids off Friday and Monday. But
yeah, so I feel like it is a, you know, I'm down for a 4-day weekend.
I know you are, but I am not because we have spring break in a couple weeks.
Like, oh, and your kids have sports, so like you have to stay in town.
That's right. We do have to stay in town.
When you can escape, it's kind of fun.
Yeah. If I could escape, I would have liked it. But, you know, I don't know. And we had that snow week. I just feel like they've been home forever. That's boring. So we don't want to talk about that. So happy President's Day. If you got it off work, congratulations to you.
Yeah, congratulations. It's also, we just are following up with the Day of Love for all you lovers out there.
Did you guys do anything fancy?
No.
Oh, okay.
One of my kids, the teacher, like, I don't know if she just dropped the ball or what, but only two kids in the class, did the Valentine's thing.
Oh, shit.
I know.
That's crazy.
So then I picked up the other two kids from school and were like, you're going to have to share your Valentine's with your sister.
Yeah.
They did.
Oh, that's nice. My husband had kidney stone surgery on Valentine's Day, so that's real sexy.
That's super sexy.
And it's been real sexy ever since, so.
Yeah, I'll bet. I've been calling Tabitha a bad wife ever since. First of all, I had no idea he was having surgery, which you would think we talk pretty frequently. She might give me a heads up on that.
No, he just threw it at me too. He goes, oh, by the way, tomorrow, which is Valentine's Day, I am going for this kidney stone surgery. I was like, he's like, I'm going for surgery. It's like, are you getting a vasectomy?
Please?
No.
Like, that would be a great Valentine's Day gift.
Right? I know.
Yeah.
No, he did that. So now we're working through the stones, but it's been more painful than he thought. I think he thought it was not going to be. So.
She made him take an Uber home. Can we talk about that? She does not want me to throw her under the bus right now. But she made it. He took it. He had to take an Uber.
Because my kids actually had parties at their school that I had to attend.
Ooh, slam. Yeah.
Those Orange County people.
They're just weak.
Yes. Yeah, so yeah. He did. I was going to pick him up, but I didn't realize that it was not close. I thought it was down the road.
The local hospital. Yeah.
Yes. So he's right. Not mad at me, so we're good.
Oh. That's okay.
But hopefully you guys all had a much more enjoyable
Romantic Valentine's Day than the rest of us.
That Boys to Men Valentine's thing, look it up on YouTube. It's real funny.
Oh, my God. I mean, my husband and I were watching. I've been a little under the weather. And we watched a show last night. Stupid. One of the Yellowstone things, which I refused to watch. But then I caved because I'm so weak. Mm-hmm. Anywho, he was like, look at how much they love each other. Look
oh, at how on they Yellowstone?
Just, yeah. Like they hold each other and they're so into each other. Remember when we used to be like that?
Did you say no? I don't remember.
I was like, I have a video to show you. This is what it's like now.
Oh.
And I showed yes. him the Boys to Men thing. And he was like, I'm like, it's not just us, babe.
It's everybody.
Yeah. I told him I loved him before he left the house today.
Oh, that's nice.
Like, there you go.
That's nice. Do you like this coffee mug that I have? It's an ember. It keeps your coffee hot, which I think you would like.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah.
Although I drink it pretty fast.
Oh, I don't. I do like an all day affair.
I know. No, you annoy the fuck out of me. Because back when we used to like record at your house and stuff all the time, and we saw each other more frequently, Tab like gets like Starbucks and has like two sips.
But I have it all day.
But it's just like, it's just an annoying cup all around all the time.
Only to you and probably to my husband.
Yeah. She's that girl.
I am. Okay. All right. Are you ready to get into our case today? Okay.
Yes.
Alrighty. Okay. This case comes out of Cameron Park, California.
No way.
You know where that is?
My sister lives there.
No freaking shit.
Uh-huh.
Because I was for sure that no one would know where this place is. Mm-hmm. It's pretty small. There's only about 19,000 people in the 2020 census.
It's close to Folsom. Folsom it Prison. Everybody knows is. About that.
Yes. Johnny okay. Cash. Listen.
Okay. It's.
I thing. Think a lot of people know places around it. It's also right by El Dorado Hills, where my dear friend Deborah lives. But I've never heard of Cameron Park. Does your sister live in the Cameron Park Estates? They have like airplanes in their driveways. Have you seen this?
No. I'm sure she's heard of it though, and I'm sure she's listening.
Well, I bet.
Let you us have know. It. Have oh, you heard?
You know what? Then, Kimmery, I know you know of this story.
Because... Yeah, and why haven't you told me about it, bitch?
Right? Damn it. Okay. So these Cameron Park Estates homes, like I said, they it's like an air park. It's really a unique kind of community where people have airplanes in their driveways. No shit, okay? They're not those airplanes like... Jets, they're those little tiny ones with like
that makes me
seaters.
Real nervous. Yeah.
Yes. The kind that I don't ever want to get on. Right. Those kind.
Yeah. Okay.
Houses there are pretty expensive and they don't come up for sale very often. There is one currently for sale for $1.5 million and it's 3,500 square feet. So pricey.
Damn.
Yeah. Really pricey. There's also one empty lot for sale for $350,000. Then you're going to have to spend a couple mil to build. So
it's going to cost you so much. The price of lumber is bananas.
Oh, people. It's bananas. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why it's not selling.
Yeah.
So they say the roads there are shared by planes and cars alike. And if you live there, you're probably a plane or flying enthusiast. So that's that. So you got to ask your sister about that little place. Back in 2012, there was a couple and a man in particular named Todd Winkler that had no problem jumping on his little prop plane and taking it for a spin. He lived in one of those homes with his wife, Rachel, and they had three very young kids, the oldest being 4 and the youngest being 8 months old. So pretty much all babies. The neighborhood suited this family. Todd was an ex F-16 fighter pilot in the military.
That's hot.
It is hot, actually. I think
I don't even know what an F-16 is, but I know it's hot.
It is. It's you know, it's like one of those fighter jets. It's hot. It's like
the jackets, you know, all of it, glasses.
Yes.
It's all hot. Yeah,
that's right. So. That was Todd in his previous life before he met Rachel. So he just loved to fly. So Cameron Park was very fitting. Also, the lifestyle was fitting for Rachel and Todd alike. It was upscale, fancy, very secure, which appealed to Rachel. But in all actuality, this life was very different from what Rachel grew up in. Rachel grew up in Napa, California, to an artist father. And I would say like a much more hippie kind of relaxed life. She dated a guy previously for 14 years that was an aspiring artist in Napa. And these two just like painted murals and shit, you know.
And made like, money. I'm always fascinated by that.
According to her dad, they didn't make a ton of money painting the murals. So, I mean, enough to get by, but nothing like a glamorous lifestyle living with airplanes in your driveway.
You know what is a good gig is those people that paint the curbs. The address? Oh,
I know. Totally. And it's like, takes them 5 minutes.
It takes them 5 minutes. They got the little stencil. They're walking around it's here charging $100 a house. And boom, 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 boom. They're making like $1,000 an hour.
And you know that paint does not last and it's made to not last. So they can
and then they
got to
come back.
Year. Yeah. That's not the best business, man.
Yeah.
Okay. If anybody wants to start a new business, that's the one to start. Mm-hmm. Although Rachel's previous relationship seemed really fun and easy, but the thought of having kids and paying for a mortgage, those things, you know, that grownups do, didn't really seem fit with her first boyfriend. So when Rachel met Todd, this ex-military pharmaceutical exec who owned a plane and wanted a fancy life, Rachel was into it. She actually was so into it, Grouchy, that she married the dude 3 weeks after meeting him.
That's quick.
I would say it's probably too quick, although it worked out for your mother and father. But most of the time, I would say those weddings don't last very long.
Right. True.
You can imagine Rachel's dad was not super stoked on this shotgun wedding, but Todd was real nice. He was very respectful. And so eventually the relationship between the in-laws, it actually really strengthened. Todd, like I said earlier, he was a pharmaceutical exec and his job was in San Francisco, which is pretty far from Cameron Park. It's like definitely over an hour. And
it's like 2 hours.
Yeah, with traffic, it's 2 hours. So a lot of times Todd would just stay in the San Francisco area for the week and then come home on the weekends. Rachel, she got a job at the air park as the general manager, which is like this little, it's kind of right by, you know, where she lives is also like a little airport, obviously, for these airplanes. So she got a job as the general manager while raising the kiddos and being alone most of the week. I mean, you have thought that you could live alone most of the week.
Yeah. Which
you probably could, but I do think it would get lonely.
Yeah.
So
no,
I imagine.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I have.
You like, well,
a lot
you're busy.
Of, I have a lot of children and dogs in my bed all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm busy.
So did Rachel. She had 3 kids under like 5. But I don't know. I think it got a little lonely for her. And the other thing about this happy home, well, it just really wasn't. You see, everyone has secrets, some dirtier than others. And the Winklers, Todd and Rachel Winkler, well, they both had their dirty little secrets. And unfortunately, all these secrets we now know about, they're not secrets anymore. Todd's were kind of interesting, like the fact that Todd was let go from the military due to some mental outbursts, like thinking he was a samurai soldier and having to go get mental evaluations and stay in a mental institution for months. He did spend some time in Japan while he was in the military, but he was no sword-wielding samurai soldier.
Did she know that he had been let go? Just, you know, what do they say, dishonorably?
Yeah, released, I don't know about that.
I would think you would want to know, because if my husband had served time in the military, I would want to be shopping at that place that they shop at where they don't pay tax for the rest of my life.
Yes.
And I would want all the discounts for Disneyland, et cetera.
I know.
I think you only get that if you are like in good standing.
I think that Todd was not allowed to go back to the base camp to shop because he actually got caught shoplifting there.
Oh, shit. Todd.
And that is when he actually got let go of the military.
That's real bad.
yeah, it's real bad. Todd also had a problem with lying. And I can imagine at first, you know, Rachel let things go. But after years of weird lies, I'm sure that gets real unattractive. Now, according to the prosecution, some of his lies were faking cancer and even going as far as shaving his head and eyebrows to make it believable. Oh. That kind of shit really just drives me bananas. Like, yeah. Faking illnesses it's a pet peeve of mine because I'm like, people really fucking have this shit. And it's no joke, right?
Yeah. We did a case, that girl Belle in Australia. Yes.
Yes. I hate it.
Yeah.
And you're shaving your head to get out of work. Like, you're a fucking weird dude.
Yeah.
According to Rachel's dad, Todd also wanted to fake a car crash where he would drive the car off the mountain for some insurance money. I think this fancy lifestyle was over the Winkler's budget. And all of it was mostly, I think, a big turnoff to Rachel. These two, they had their plane and their big fancy house, but inside the house was a different story. Inside, it was a shell. Things were like falling apart. It was unfinished, worn down. Reminds me of like people's Instagrams.
Yeah.
Facebooks. Looks all really good on the outside.
Yeah.
And then they get divorced like the next month.
Yeah.
You're like, what happened? Also celebs, right? Celebs are like that a lot of times. Remember Jen Aniston and Brad? Didn't they go on that last, like, remember when they broke up and they went on their last, like, Caribbean thing? It was so
sad.
They
went with all their friends to tell their friends.
Oh.
Listen, people suspected because she was, like, crying on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Jennifer and Brad breakup is up there on the heartbreaks of my life.
I mean, me too. I'm still talking about it.
Yeah.
I just think, you know what would be amazing? If like Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, if they would get back together, like if Brad and Jen got back together, would make my life. Like,
you know, about that? You know, like, where were you at when you found out that Brad and Jen broke up? You know, I feel like that should be one of those things. Like, where were you when Kennedy got shot? Yeah.
It was that big for us, for sure.
It really was. I saw it on the CNN crawl.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, really? In a hotel room. It was huge news. I called you immediately.
Yes, I know. I mean, we could not believe it. Or we could, because he cheated. That bastard. Okay, well, like Brad, Rachel had her also little secrets. Rachel liked her job working at the airpark. And when this ex-military maintenance man named James started giving Rachel a little attention, she liked him even more. Now, James, he was also married, and according to himself, he was on his way out of that marriage. James and Rachel were head over heels for each other, and they maintained this affair for a very long time. Rachel had a whole week to basically be with James and hide her love affair. Mm-hmm. By the way, she did not hide her love affair with her neighbors. Like, they saw James all the time. So maybe she just didn't give a shit.
But she was like the boss, right? So she could say like,
oh, right. Like,
he's working.
He's fixing my pipes
working
at home.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. He's cleaning everything.
Yeah.
So like I said, James was also married as well. And I doubt his wife worked 2 hours away for multiple days at a time. So when Mrs. James found out that these two were doing it, she called Rachel's husband, Todd, and said, your wife is a cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater. Well, this news was, of course, shocking to Todd, and he was right pissed, like any husband would be.
Right.
He went to Rachel's dad and begged him to help him go tell James to stay the F away from my wife. And at this point, Rachel's dad had grown very close to Todd. So he was like, sure, I'll go with you. So these two go to James's house and Todd's like, stop banging my wife, dude. And according to James, James said, no can do barbecue.
Yeah.
Which, like, I can't even imagine that kind of situation happening. And then he's like, sorry, I'm going to still bang your wife.
Well, I think it is a mistake to go to the other person. Like, you can't fault the other person. You have to fault the person you're married to.
Yeah, that's probably where he should have started.
I've been, you know, I don't want to brag, but I've been cheated on multiple times. And I, believe it or not, people.
And what did you do?
I never went after the person.
So I didn't either.
I did go shop and like a psycho. I did go like shop in their workplace to like check them out.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. I never like confronted them. Like stop banging my boyfriend.
I printed out all the naked pictures that were sent, and then got my boyfriend in the car I was driving to Havasu, and then started questioning him about this little biscuit. Naked little girl. He was like, no, I don't know who that is. And then I was like,
oh, I don't know.
Oh, here. Yeah. Do you know this?
Yeah.
Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. Have you seen this booby? Oh, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So yeah, no, I never went after her, but I was like, fuck you, you piece of shit.
I just wouldn't want to give them the satisfaction.
The girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to cheat, you probably should just let them cheat with the
person. If you
and
know somebody away. Is in a relationship and you're cheating with that person, I mean, you're not very stoked on yourself. There's nothing I can do to say.
I don't even know if this, I bet you this girl didn't even know that he had a live-in girlfriend. My person. James, of course, James knew that Rachel had a husband. I mean, James was basically like the second husband to Rachel.
It doesn't seem that sexy to be having an affair with the three little kids around all the time, too.
No, it doesn't. And James also had a daughter. Who knew Rachel? I don't know. It was complicated.
It's messy. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So after, you know, James is like, sorry, I'm not going to stop banging your wife. Todd was more pissed. And Rachel's dad was, I can just imagine, been like, okay, I'm out. Like, this is not my place anyways.
Yeah.
Rachel, on the other hand, she did have mixed emotions. She was like, okay, well, we have three small kids and a divorce is messy. So she kind of told Todd, like, okay, well, we'll try to work it out. But her unhappiness was growing stronger every day and her love for James was not diminishing. So she decided that she was going to divorce Todd. And then on February 27th, 2012, Rachel confronted Todd about the divorce. She said she had filed and was, you know, talking him through what was going to happen. And then what happened next, only Rachel and Todd know. According to Todd, Rachel told him about the divorce and they argued about custody of the children. She told him that she was going to sic her gun-loving boyfriend James on him if he brought any issues. And then that's when Todd got mad and hit Rachel on the side of the head. And then Rachel came after him with a pair of scissors. He says that Rachel is much more fit than him. And so it was a struggle. Okay. Rachel is 110 pounds, a tiny lady. Todd is 240 pounds, not a tiny man. Not even like a medium-sized guy, okay? 240, it's a big dude.
Yeah.
He says that she got on top of him and then him on top of her and then they rolled around. And like, I mean, the scene that he portrays is something like out of the movies. Maybe that shit really does happen. I know when I wrestle with my husband, that doesn't happen. Like, I just can't overtake them, you know? Like,
no,
you just can't. Unfortunately, no. You know?
No.
So he says,
it has to be one of those situations where it's like a small child trapped under a car, adrenaline,
right.
Super.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Todd says when he finally got on top of Rachel, he stabbed her in self-defense.
No.
Oh, I don't think so either. But now, Todd says, okay, what would you do? What would you do if you were Todd? And this, and it
like
really
you could restrain her or something, you know, push her off, you know, whatever. But there's no reason like to stab. And no, that doesn't make any sense to me.
You
no.
put their arms around them and like hold her there. And yeah. then you call 911 and say, my wife's being a crazy person.
Yeah.
That's what yeah. you do. Yeah. Well, that's not what Todd did. Todd stabbed her.
With the scissors?
With the scissors. Yes.
Fucking A.
I know.
Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for you, your kids, and your retirement, even during the holidays. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you. And you don't need a ton of time. You can create your Acorns account and start automatically investing your money in just 5 minutes. Acorns helps you build your financial future in the background so you can focus on all your holiday shopping and parties. So genius. Another great thing about Acorns is you don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now. That could be $5 a day or even just your spare change. That's right. Acorns can round every purchase you make up to the dollar automatically and invest your spare change for you. So that coffee you grab on the way to the mall, that's investing. And you get bonus investments just for buying the stuff you need from the brands you love. With Acorns, every single gift you buy this year could put more money in your investment account. It's like cash back, but the bonus investments have a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns investing, involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, Trust and Will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of 5-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC. You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier, and that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now, Todd does not call 911. Todd calls his neighbor friend, who's a lawyer, 7 hours later. So this guy goes all night with his wife's body lying lifeless in her baby's room. He gets the kids up. He makes them breakfast. He takes them to their neighbor's house. Then he calls this other neighbor friend, who then calls the police to report Rachel deceased. When police arrived, he informs them that his wife is in the bedroom and is dead. They take him into the police station where he tells the story that I just told you. The crime scene was really gory, and the thought of this tiny little lady coming at this big guy with scissors in a massive struggle just didn't make sense. So they started digging, and what they found is that Todd's story doesn't really make sense to anybody, even them. It turns out that Todd's neighbor, who he took the kids to, says that Todd did not have any cuts or scrapes on his hands when he dropped them off in the morning. But when police got there, there were cuts on his hands, which Todd told them were defensive wounds from the scissors, which all of it sounds really fucking bizarre. Like, are the scissors open? Like, how does that happen?
Also, I'm real impressed that they had like stabby scissors with three little kids.
Oh, okay. So listen, I just did that baby shower with our friend Lynn. Lynn had these scissors that I was like, Lynn, I love these scissors. They are like the best. They like cut through anything. They could stab your shit if you wanted. But I don't see those on a regular basis. Like, I've seen a couple pair of those in my life.
I have a good, I think they're called Fisco, actually.
Oh my gosh.
They are the best scissors. They have an orange handle, and I keep them hidden away because I never want my children using them.
Lynn's were all silver, very heavy duty.
Oh, they're probably Grainger's. I actually know a little bit about scissors.
Okay. Well, they were something and they were good. Okay. So also, there was no blood from those wounds of Todd's in or around the places that he was that morning, you know, like cooking breakfast, getting his kids ready. But there was blood on the baby's clothes from Rachel, which made the detectives think that she was actually holding her baby at one point when she was trying to get away from Todd.
You know what else I'm thinking? When you stab someone, they don't just die right away.
Yeah, you're right.
So they don't. He just left her there to like bleed out.
Well, their theory is that he stabbed her in her bed while she was sleeping, which would be consistent of the crime scene photos because the bedroom was real bloody. And then he thought she was dead or like going to bleed out, but she wasn't. And so she made her way to her baby's room somehow, grabbed the baby, maybe for a shield. And then
she wants to grab the baby and get out of the house. I mean, that would be the first thing we would do if somebody was attacking us, is go into our kids' room, get them, get out.
Yeah. And then that's when he attacked her and killed her as she crouched down in the corner of her baby's room. He also mentions to the police in an interview that her last words were, "We can work this out. We can work this out," which to me is not her stabbing him or trying to hurt him. That's right. Her begging for him to stop hurting her.
Yeah.
So the investigators found one more thing in the house that raised red flags. Ashes from a woman named Catherine Winkler, Todd's second wife. So yes, Rachel is third wife to this dude. And now he has two dead wives. Wow. I mean, sure, it can happen.
This is why more than 3 weeks is necessary. Got to do a little investigating.
Right. I know.
When you have a husband who has a dead wife, it better be from like cancer or something.
That's what I think too. Like it better be from sickness. Like no kind of accident.
No.
No, nothing like that.
No.
Okay.
No.
So this also was intriguing for the investigators. They were like, how did this lady pass? Please tell me cancer. But no, it turns out that Todd's wife died in a fiery crash when her car ran off a cliff. Her death was ruled an accident, but there are some suspicions to this day that this crash maybe wasn't an accident. However, it's still deemed an accident, but let me tell you what happened. So Todd and his wife, Kathy, were living in Georgia at the time, and Todd, very much like he was with Rachel, liked to live this glamorous life. At the time, Kathy was making most of the money and Todd was trying to start this new business. This was 1999. And so he was like selling internet to hotels or hotel guests, you know, back when it was like not very easy to get on the internet.
Okay.
The two, according to a friend of Kathy's, were in debt. On one September night in Georgia, Todd and Kathy decided to go camping in the Chattahoochee State Park area, which I had to say Chattahoochee because I just
love. I was just thinking, how have I never heard of this Chattahoochee?
You've heard the song.
Have I?
Yeah. I mean, it's a country
song. All I can think of, you ain't nothing but a hoochie mama. That's a good jam.
That is a good jam. Totally opposite of the one that I'm thinking of. And Damian, if you could please find it, put it in here right now.
Hoochie mama, that one.
Not that one. Kathy's friend already was like, what? Kathy camping? Girlfriend was not the camping type. I'm thinking Kathy was kind of like me. She would do it if she was forced.
She'll sign up and then she'll just cancel the week before.
Yes, like that type.
Yes.
So the friend was like, she's not the camping type. And especially where these two were camping, they had this remote camping area way, way above all the other campsites. Like no one ever goes up there to camp.
Yeah.
According to Todd, he got out of the tent to go to the bathroom and he got stung by some sort of bug and went into anaphylactic shock. He wakes up Kathy to drive him to the hospital because he forgot his EpiPen that night. Then there's a couple stories on what happened next. He tells one of the guys that he jumped into the bed of the truck, which doesn't really make any sense, but okay. And Kathy was driving the truck and then went off the cliff into the ravine. He then tells a story that he got thrown from the truck when he was sitting in the front seat. And by the time he got down to the truck was in flames and he could not get to Kathy. He also says that he hit his head at one point. Like there's, he says multiple stories to multiple
people. How did he get out of the anaphylactic shock?
He also said, well, this one guy that came up to him after he's yelling for somebody to help save his wife, says that he thinks the smoke inhalation got rid of the anaphylactic shock. And he's never showed anybody where they were like, where did you get bit? What did, like, what? Nothing.
Yeah.
No, you don't just come out of anaphylactic shock. You fucking die. Like, yeah. But supposedly the crash knocked it right out of him. He gets up and he sees that the cliff is burning. His wife is burning. He cannot get down there. So he makes his way up to a campsite screaming for help. A couple of guys came to help him and went down to see if they could get to Kathy, but the fire had engulfed basically the entire side of the mountain and there was no way to save her. This fire on the mountain also is a red flag. Like, what? That doesn't, it could happen, but typically it does not happen, right? They did notice that Todd had no scratches, bruises, or a bug bite. And he was dressed, as the men would say, like a homeless man. He was wearing a beanie type hat, boots, long sleeve shirt, and long pants. And it was September in Georgia and it was hot outside. One of the guys said he was just in shorts and a t-shirt. So Todd was severely overdressed. Probably because he jumped out of the truck before it went off the cliff. I don't know. I don't know how this guy got his wife to drive off the cliff, but I'm pretty sure he did it. The men went back up to the campsite where Todd said, maybe my wife's up there. Maybe she got out and climbed back to the campsite, which is like, no, she fucking didn't. But OK.
Yeah.
And these guys said that they felt real uneasy with Todd. Like, was he going to like pull out some sort of machete and like start hitting them, too? But nothing happened. Authorities got there. They also thought it was really a bizarre story, but the autopsy said that Kathy died of smoke inhalation and her body was charred 100%. So it was deemed an accident. And then after Kathy's death, Todd, of course, collected on her life insurance policy.
Obviously.
Which Kathy had just got months before this accident, and the policy was $600,000. But if death happened by accident, you get double the money. So Todd walked away with $1.2 million.
Oh, I was kind of wondering how Mr. Got booted from the military was able to afford this Cameron Park Air House.
Well, now you know.
Now I know. Yeah, that makes it make sense.
Yeah.
I'll bet he just gave her like some Benadryl or something in her cocktail and figured out some way to get, you know, stick on the accelerator, maybe spilled a little bit of gas in the car.
That's what I think. All of that. Mm-hmm. That's what I think happened. And pushed it down the ravine.
Yeah.
And he was up in a place where nobody goes. So it's like, dude, this is definitely staged. But
yeah,
he never got in trouble for it. So we can all agree to that. But back to Rachel. Investigators are very, very suspicious of him and they're not buying the self-defense theory. So they take Todd into custody where they charge him for murder. The prosecution was allowed to bring in this ex-wife suspicious crash into the testimony, which to me is so surprising, but awesome, right?
Yeah.
It does paint a picture of this guy. He lived a life that was too expensive for his paychecks and having to pay child support and probably spousal support to Rachel was really not something that he wanted to do. When prosecution during the trial was talking about Todd's character, he makes this crazy outburst in the middle of the courtroom, which I will play for you right now.
You are not samurai!
Stop.
You do not speak truth! Stop. You only want to destroy! Stop. You have no Bushido! You have no Bushido!
Judge, off the bench. Stop. Stop.
Okay, so he decides that he was a samurai warrior again.
That's not helping your case, Todd.
It's really not. No. Prosecutors think this guy is just a faker. Like, they think this outburst and him having these, like, psychological outbursts are not real. I don't know.
Okay.
They're bizarre. Whatever it is, it's fucking weird.
Yeah.
He actually got on the stand to defend himself, but he just could not make anyone believe him. The jury found him guilty and he was sentenced to 26 years to life, which I think is pretty lenient, man. 26 years?
That is lenient.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scissors are extra. Okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, mother, extra.
I agree. So
I say life without parole.
That's what I would say.
I don't care who she was sleeping with.
I think he gets parole, like up for parole. I think if I was right, 2031.
No, those poor children. They should never have to deal with him.
No. And so her kids are raised by the dad, her dad, who's actually an artist that people know in Napa.
Okay.
It's like a well-known Napa artist. He took the kids to raise them. I don't know much about her mom. I tried to look up, but the dad was really, you know, he's on all the shows and he's made more of a, of like public statements and stuff. And then the kids went to him. The mom and the dad also have different last names. So I don't think the mom was really in the picture that much for her or what I could tell.
Yeah.
She has some brothers, but yeah. So it's sad. She was a disco biscuit, man. I mean, really the cutest girl and loved her kids. And it's really unfortunate because now this weirdo dad is in prison and she's gone.
Okay. And well, what about James and his wife?
Well, James and his wife divorced. James,
I would imagine.
James was on, I think, Dateline, talking a lot with his daughter, who I guess knew her very well, Rachel, and he's still in love with her. He loved her. Like, he really did love Rachel, but I don't know what his deal is now.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Because he never, maybe he didn't really love her. They never, like, been in the same house with, like, shared dirty dishes and, like, all of that, you know?
True.
I mean, it's like, it's the, you know, boys to men, I'll make love to you like you want me to, not the remix that everyone needs to watch.
Yes, true. Like, right. And then her first boyfriend actually also went on Dateline and he says he actually proposed to her before she left him for Todd, but it was a little too late, he said. And then he also said he's still paying for the ring that he bought like 10 years ago or more. So, I mean, I don't think the painting thing
she
is working out.
She didn't give it back?
I don't know. They asked him on Dateline, like, you're still paying for that ring? And he's like, yeah, I'm still paying for it.
Like, oh, dude, you got to give on. Girls. You got to give it back. If you don't I make it down the it. Aisle, you got to give it back.
But what? He needs to return it? Like, he can't. He's like, hey, excuse me. Can you return this diamond ring for me?
Yeah. Jewelers take the ring. Yeah, they do. They take it back.
Not for the same price, I bet.
Yeah, they pretty much do.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
Okay. You know this? If I experience?
I don't. Nobody's giving me a ring. Are you kidding me?
I give a ring back.
Yeah, properly. Mm-hmm. We did have a friend who called off an engagement and I said she should keep the ring because he was a dick. But she gave it back and he got the money back. And it was from that store where you get a real nice ring in a blue box.
Was this E?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. He's such a he's a fraud, too, by the way. That guy.
Yeah.
I am 100% sure we're going to be doing a story on him one of these days.
One of these days. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyways, you guys, thank you for listening. And if you have not become our bonus subscriber or on our Patreon, it is now time to do that because we've got lots of good stuff coming. We're finishing up Elvis. We have an interview with a person coming up that does wrongful convictions, which is real exciting for me.
Very interesting. Really Tab's jam.
It is my jam. So that's coming up in a couple weeks. So if you go to patreon.com/housewivesoftruecrime, you could go there and support us, and we will support you back by giving you lots of episodes. Or if you listen on Apple, just click that subscription button. If you haven't left us a review, please do so now. That helps us get seen. If you leave a good one, you know. If you leave a bad one, it just hurts my heart.
True.
It is true. And if you are watching on YouTube, please like and subscribe right now. And if you haven't checked out our YouTube and you want to see what we look like, you know, go there. I think that's all for today.
All right. Clinkety clink.
Clink, clink.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.